Good morning, Unison, FloridaAlley.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. So one of my guests is Jared Coffin, the SVP of Product and Marketing with the Dixie Group. Jared, how you doing?
I'm doing very good. Thank you, Kemp.
I wanted to catch up with you because your role just changed. You've still got product for the carpet area and now picked up merchandising and marketing for the entire company, right?
Yeah, that's right. Nice opportunity for me. I'm excited to be involved in some more things.
I want to run through your background real quick. You've actually been at the Dixie Group for 17 years. Prior to that, you were with Shaw for 3.5 years. So you came up through sales and then took over some management roles, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I started in the industry, first job out of college with Shaw, and I was with the Tough Tech division for a couple of years and then moved over to the Dixie Group. And was a Maslin and Fabrica rep, and then had a number of different jobs internally down here in Dalton, you know, for a little over 10 years. So it's been a nice ride, and I can't believe it's already been 17 years.
Let's talk about business. When you're a publicly traded company, most people know you actually outperform the market. I'm thinking it's because you're better in goods, and the people with more money don't slow down as much when things are soft. Tell us how it's going.
Yeah, our segment of the market remains a little healthier when you do go through some downturns. So I think we're in a little bit better spot relative to the industry as a whole. Look, we've been doing things for a number of years to try to gain some market share and grow our business. You go back a couple of years to the Invista exit, first the sale of the Stainmaster brand, and then, you know, them exiting the fiber business. We've had a number of years that have been quite difficult. So having a profitable second quarter felt really good. Even in a tough market, business isn't easy. But we're just out there every day, you know, trying to grow our business, help our customers grow their business. And it feels good to be kind of beating the industry numbers, but certainly a tough market out there for sure.
All right. So two things that you're winning on. You're focused on the upper end of the market. But another thing you've done is you've taken a considerable amount of cost out of the business. I added it up a couple weeks ago and I've forgotten it now, but I think it was close to $40 million that you've taken out of the business in the last 2 years. That's pretty good too, right?
Yeah, it was. That was something we needed to do. So, you know, adjusting the manufacturing footprint. So we sold our commercial business a few years ago. We were in multiple facilities. We're able to kind of consolidate that down, shrink the footprint a little bit to match the size of the business. We've brought on an extrusion line this year to help with our nylon fiber supply. That does a couple of things. Number one, yes, that does remove some costs from the business. It also helps us control our destiny and kind of gives us a more level strategic raw material supply. Again, lessons learned from the Invista exit that just helps us be more stable and be more stable for our customers going forward. So, I mean, I think a lot of different things have come together to pull money out of the business where we can, but to stay proactive and aggressive in the market and to drive sales.
So this nylon production you're doing, it's up to speed and running okay?
Yep, it is. It started late first quarter. I'm up and running fully, and it's really been a great add to our business, and quality looks great, and I'm having it into products at all three of our brands. So yeah, that's been a very good addition to our business.
Okay, you mentioned your brand. Let's go there real quick, especially now with your new hat with the marketing label on it. You've got, obviously, on the upper end, the Fabrica, which just celebrated a 50-year birthday. And then you've got Maslin, which is really a lot older of a brand. And then you've got DH Floors, which used to be Dixie Home. And then you've got TrueCore. So tell us a little bit about what's different about each one of those.
We are a product company and do think from a very product-oriented perspective on the business. So to that point, we go to really great lengths to make sure that the product lines are differentiated between the brands and that each product that we launch within the brand has, you know, a reason to be and is, you know, fitting the personality of that brand. So we have no products that cross over between the lines, and Salesforce have their own products and are, you know, are going to market in a unique way. Fabrica has a great story to tell. To your point, 50 years this year, has a great heritage, really of being best in class, the highest end nylon line in the industry, and really well known high end dealers and design firms as being a great quality product made with innovative, forward looking products. They were one of the first lines to launch TechTest years ago. So, you know, they've done a lot of innovative items over the years and just do tell a great quality story and also get that West Coast, California spin on style and design. Maslin, to your point, almost 160 years old, been in the market a long time, has a great reputation. The brand story behind Maslin is inspired by design. So we think of it as very fashionable, very trendy product line, very long color palettes that are built in. They're always known to have a great color story. really standing out. And I think, you know, Maslin this year has been one of our more successful brands because of that color story in a market that's just going, frankly, polyester-oriented beige and gray. To have a white dyeable nylon story, long color palettes, it's been something that's really clicked with customers this year in the Maslin brand. So it's certainly our middle brand from a carpet perspective, but does sell into some very high-end situations as well. Both Maslin and Fabrica have decorative lines. We kind of changed the nomenclature on it a couple years ago to go from wool to decorative. That consumer is buying on aesthetics. They're not necessarily buying specifically for wool. So you'll see, you know, face-to-face polypropylene products, hand-loomed polyester items made in India. So it's more about a decorative business. With Fabrica, it's the decor line, so focused on wire Wiltons, internally tufted wool products, really, you know, very exclusive looks. Maslin's decorative line is a little bit more eclectic. You'll get hand tufted items, hand loomed items, flat weaves. There's some all season indoor outdoor items, as well as some roll oriented, just very, you know, stereotypical wool, you know, Berber wool loop looks. Each brand kind of has its personality and its fit in the marketplace. DH Floors on our bottom end, built around affordable fashion. So we want to do very stylish, unique, and different looks, but at price points that are going to hit more of an everyday customer. So we think more of that working family, young family, and that's got a very active household. So, you know, pet stains, kid stains are more of a concern. So a lot of solution dye in the DH Floors line, both from our DuraSilk, which is our polyester platform, and then also Envision SD, which is our nylon platform. So more price sensitive, but really trying to also do some looks that really look beautiful and are going to make a home look great as well. TrueCore is our newest brand, oriented around hard surface. We do sell TrueCore through our Maslin and DH Floors sales force, as well as some independent hard surface only sales reps. So we kind of reach the market in a couple different avenues with TrueCore, but the TrueCore branding is built around a WPC, SPC, and then some laminate products in our timber collection. It's meant to be that kind of happy medium where you have some products that are really price sensitive, more of an everyday home, and then we've got in our prime collection some wide and long boards that are very unique and different and tell a nice high-end, unique and different story as well. So again, a good variety within that product line. Hard surface is a growth category for us and has been doing really well, even, you know, in a year like we're in that has been especially challenging on the hard surface side.
And you're still about 80% carpet from a total company perspective, right?
Yeah, I mean, so hard surfaces are our fastest growing category, but carpet's still the largest, and nylon carpet is our fiber of choice. That's what we're extruding ourselves. That's our core competency, but we love, you know, the decorative wool side of the business. Polyester is growing dramatically. Certainly carpet dominates our sales.
Well, congratulations on your new role. I guess I'm going to see you in New York City when they honor Dan Frierson, your chairman, at the FCIF Gala, right?
Yeah, you sure are. We are very excited to get up there and celebrate Dan. Wonderful honor and a great career.
Good to talk to you, Jared. Again, been talking to Jared Coffin, the Senior Vice President of Product and Marketing for the Dixie Group, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.